What's up, y'all? Bobby Belt here. Check out this recent segment from a new episode of Love of the Star.
All right, Brian, let's talk a little bit about what the Lions present over on the defensive side of the ball. I think they do have a couple of really good stud players on the defensive side of the ball. I think Kirby Joseph is on track to potentially be an all-pro type safety this year. Aiden Hutchinson is arguably the best in terms of the way he's played this year, the best edge rusher they've seen yet this season in terms of his quality of play within this calendar year. He's fantastic. I think the linebackers are solid, but there's some vulnerability on these corners. I feel like I think that you can take advantage of some things CeeDee Lamb did last year. And this is a team that when you watch them, I was surprised. One of the things that kind of jumped out to me a little bit, and I started researching around and I was trying to check and see, it looked like they've been in man a lot more this year.
Played a lot more man. Yeah.
Yeah. It has jumped the amount that they've played man coverage this year, which CeeDee Lamb is right up there near the top as one of the best receivers in the NFL against man coverage. He is incredibly difficult to cover. So that was another thing we'd asked Dan Miller. Said, hey, do you think that they're going to say, hey, let's tailor this game plan a little bit defensively. Let's scale back a little bit, drop into more zone, do a little bit of what Pittsburgh maybe did to try and take Lamb away. Let's do some of those things. And he was like, no, I think Aaron Glenn is going to say we're going to play our game because this is such a different secondary than they had last year. It's different personnel.
Yeah.
And he feels like they're going to be able to match up better. If they're going to put people out there in man coverage on CeeDee Lamb, then you can bracket him and do all the other things that you want to try and do. I think the Cowboys have some success passing in this football game if the Lions are going to do that.
The Lions are going to match your 11 personnel with base. They're going to match your 12 personnel with base. They can play base because they trust their corners, and they got Brian Branch who could play as a slot player, who could play. Brian Branch could take a couple of different covers for you. He can cover on the outside, he can cover in the slot, and he can also cover your tight end.
He's a little Minka Fitzpatrick like in that sense, that he can kind of play some corner safety,
better just, cover guy, I think.
Yeah, Swiss Army knife guy with better coverage. Yeah,
better coverage. Minka Fitzpatrick is a badass, and I think that Brian Branch is a badass too. This team last year, when they looked at their secondary, they knew they weren't very good at corner. They killed Cam Sutton in this game last year.
Yep.
Week 17, it was a murder, a football murder, that is, with the way that they went after him in this game. And they went out and they traded for Carlton Davis. And Carlton Davis is a guy that people have kind of gone after a little bit. You're right. They play a ton of man coverage. Aaron Glenn, they weren't good enough at corner. They had to protect their corners last year. Now, the biggest problem that the Lions have is other than Aiden Hutchinson, they don't have another pass rusher. They do not have another pass rusher, and that's a problem for them.
Yeah.
Because if you look at pressures, if you believe in those metrics, Aiden Hutchinson is one of the top pressure players in the league. Everyone else, they're near the bottom when it comes to that. Their pressure is really in one guy. And that's where Dallas has to look at this offensively. How much are you willing to commit to keeping Aiden Hutchinson under control? Are you interested in just if you're going to single block Steele, who had some problems with him last year? Be aware. If you're going to go Guyton single blocks, be aware. The thing with Guyton is he hasn't played against anybody he's better than. That's been the problem with his, everybody he's played against has been right now better than him.
I'm going to say this really quickly about Hutchinson. And did you get a chance to go back and watch did you revisit the Lions Cowboys film from last year this week?
No, no.
So I had looked back at something. I had it whispered in my ear recently that they felt like last year, I think the Cowboys felt like Aiden Hutchinson kind of went after your quarterback a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I think they felt like, In a bit of a dirty manner, that they didn't think that was a clean game for Aiden Hutchinson.
No,
I think they're gonna. When you talk about do you chip, do you do different things? Are you gonna? I think they're gonna do everything they can to keep Aiden Hutchinson away from their quarterback.
Let me tell you what I watched the Arizona Cardinals cut Derek Barnes in the knee, and it knocked him. He's out. Knee injury, gone. You know, this is a team that Barnes was a good rusher for them, and now he's gone. I mean, you know, sometimes that happens. Barnes is out. Davenport, who they signed, you know, they don't have somebody on the other side. They just don't. How committed are you to not allowing Aiden Hutchinson to wreck shop in this game? That's going to be it for me, because your offense has got to. Punting in this situation is probably bad. Kicking field goals in this game, probably bad. You know, unless it's a game winner. But you're going to have to sustain some drives. You're going to have to score some points. You're going to have to not be bad in the red zone. Those are all things that are paramount in this game. Can't turn it over. Can't punt. You know, you've got to be on par with their offense. Now, maybe their offense with a week off will come out flat. Maybe it won't be humming like it normally is, but defensively, you've got to block that 97 and take some shots at number 23, the corner, Davis, because a lot of teams have.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about Arnold, the rookie on the other side. There's some separation issues there that he's had. There's some things that he's had.
Arnold's been grabby. Yeah. Arnold's had some penalty issues, but I will say this, and I know you always do a deep dive into this. It's always one of my favorite things to listen to that you do on the G-Bag Nation, but the official report.
Which John Hussey,
a couple weeks ago, you gave us the heads up about the 12 men in the huddle call, which we got. So John Hussey is one of the if you go look at his numbers, his crew penalizes at one of the lowest rates in the NFL. But there's two specific penalties, I think, that are of note here. He's thrown more unnecessary roughness penalties than anybody else in the NFL.
Yes.
So there's going to be no
after. Because he loses control of the game.
No after-play chippiness.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's thrown two defensive pass interference calls all year.
Yeah.
So if Terrion Arnold wants to be a little – that plays into Terrion Arnold's game a little bit. Okay, if you're going to allow me to kind of mug the receiver a little bit, I'm going to take advantage of that. I think you're dead on. Carlton Davis is the guy that maybe you want to take advantage of a little bit. What do you think about what they have? We talk about Davis and we talk about Arnold. What do you think about what they've got in the slot with Robertson?
Yeah, I think Robertson, you know, these guys are really tough when it comes to tight window throws too, though. They'll play it, but Dak throws the receivers that are either 50% tight windows, 42% tight window, or 29%. His CeeDee Lamb is 20. Dak is always throwing into tight windows. It doesn't matter. He's used. So I think the thing with you mentioned with Robertson, you know, try that one. That one to me, I mean, that's a guy that I think he's a pretty aggressive player. I think he's one of those guys that battles you on the outside.
Smaller.
The thing that I worry about in this game, Bobby, is that when they play, say they play base, you know, and I do worry about, okay, maybe base or maybe some nickel, but they play a ton of base. They match up with base. I worry about them just saying, you know what, we're going to take our safety, Joseph. We're going to shade him to Lamb's side. And we're going to shade him there, and then they take Branch and put him on Ferguson.
Branch, and I think Ferguson's a good player. Branch can handle Ferguson if he needs to.
No question. So now we're going to double your best receiver. We're going to single your tight end who can be a shop wrecker with one of our better cover guys. Who's can be physical, and once he catches the ball, tackle him, you know, and then say, okay, Tolbert and others beat us. You know, that's where this thing can turn into.
How concerned are you? We talk about tight window throws and stuff like that. Let's talk about really quickly Kirby Joseph. Is Kirby Joseph the greatest threat here in this game to set Dak up for one of those classic tunnel vision bait throws where Joseph kind of, because he loves to make plays on the ball. He will absolutely kind of lurk and attack.
I think more interceptions and passes defense to this guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, if you look at cover GPA, I think he's second in the NFL of negative EPA, which is a per play efficiency number. He's been fantastic. It's him and Xavier McKinney. Statistically, the advanced metrics say they're the two best safeties.
Xavier McKinney's having a hell of a year. Yeah,
he absolutely is. So when you look at it, I think in 188 coverage snaps, he's given up three receptions as the nearest defender this year. Kirby Joseph has, but Joseph is a guy who he'll lurk. He loves to bait the quarterback into throwing stuff and make a play on the ball. Is he the biggest threat in this game to some of that stuff we've seen from Dak before, where Dak kind of locks in and goes, all right, I'm locked in on my guy, and he just doesn't see somebody in the periphery sitting there?
Him and then Angeloni, the linebacker.
Hey, these linebackers
Anzalone can cover. And, you know, and I worry about the not seeing linebackers, because these linebackers play extremely tight to the line of scrimmage. You know, they are both up on the line of scrimmage, and I worry about Dak kind of losing track of how close these guys are to the line, you know, and all of a sudden he's going to try and fire a slant or fire something, you know, fire a tight end pass, spot pass, and not see that linebacker standing there.
I'd love to see what the numbers are. I would bet, I've never looked this up, I bet if we looked it up, Dak would have a higher percentage of his interceptions going to safeties and linebackers than most quarterbacks in the NFL, because it's those help defenders or those, you know, guys sitting in zones that he doesn't see him. The corners, like he can fit some, you know, throws into tight windows against
that ball that went to Lamb along the sideline.
It was incredible. He's hit a ton of these this year. You mentioned the tight window throw. I just had to look it up here. Tight window throw percentage. He's 0.1 percentage points behind Brock Purdy for the most in the NFL this season.
His receivers are always in, they're always, every pass he throws is a tight window throw. I was going through the numbers.
That fourth down throw that they scored the touchdown on. The guy's on Tolbert.
1.6 yards of separation on that play. 1.6 yards of separation on that game-winning pass.
And that was with the safety going with Lamb. That was with the safety following Lamb, and then
I'm just still, yeah yeah they tough. Need they need to like I say they are going to have to play the penalties and stuff. I hate to be wet blanket guy, but these penalties aren't going to get any better. They just don't need Probably to be not. Critical. They just don't need to be critical ones. They don't need to be big gain and then all of a sudden Steele gets hands to the face or one, you know, or. Or, you know, Smith holds, or, you know, they just don't, they can't afford any negative plays in this game. They just can't. I mean, usually in offense, the Lions are totally cool with this, because the Lions will play four downs the whole game. You know, they'll play like Ben Johnson knows to have four plays ready every drive. You know what I'm saying? Like first, second, third, like they will run the football on third and long. They'll run it on third and long, and they'll get like 9 or 10 yards and get like a lot of it back. And then it's fourth and two. And what does Campbell do? He'll go for it.
Yep.
You know, you just got to be, just when you think, you know, they're going to throw, it's kind of like McCarthy the other day, you know, that third and six little flip that he called. Beautiful call. I mean, now if it doesn't work, we're all MFing him, you know, we're all going after him, but it was a beautiful call. Well blocked. You know, everything about it was perfect. You know, just a great call. But that's kind of how Ben Johnson plays. Third and nine, just run a little toss here, a little trap, you know, a little something, and all of a sudden it's fourth and one. You know,
yeah, and it's a different ball game. It's a different conversation. Yeah. All right, before we get to the mailbag, let's pick this game. I do think that. I think the offense is going to be able to have some success here. This is going to be a really tough game for Dallas to win, though. I think just because of the ways that Detroit challenges you, you know, offensively, just with the pass catchers, the passing game that they have, but also just the way they block things up, like you mentioned, on the second level and these patient runners. I think both teams are going to be able to score points in this one, but I've got Detroit 31-28 taking this one, Brian. What do you have?
Yeah, I think Dallas to at least have a shot has to get 28 points. The problem with that is I feel like Detroit's going to score 31. Yeah. You know, I feel like that. I think both defenses are going to be under pressure in this game. And I'm hoping that the Lions, you know, have got a little bit of rust. But I think it's a loss for Dallas. I'm going to go Detroit 31, Dallas 26.
Oh, right there. We're right there close to each other.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.